Can little mama handle the flame? Oh, wait.
That's amazing.
We are spicy tonight.
I didn't know you started.
I know. That's what makes it so much fun.
See,
good job,
everyone Meg. Likes that.
Maybe. Everybody liked
it. It bothers me that it doesn't like even like fade out. It just stops.
It just, yeah, just plain stops.
It just
so
fades.
Well, they only clap for so long and then they just...
That was it.
It's just done.
And then they die.
That was the amount of funny.
They all stop at the same time. It's like an orchestra director.
There's actually a tiny world inside this box, and people are born just to clap, and then after it's done, they die.
Wow.
That's morbid.
That's great.
That's really morbid.
That's how they work.
So welcome, everyone. You are listening to Jether's Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a...
Jether!
Thank you for tuning in today. This is our first podcast that we recorded in the new year. So happy new year, everybody. And in case you haven't noticed, we got some new equipment for Christmas from Santa Claus.
Yay, Santa!
So we've got some nice little noises here that we can make. That
yeah,
are
some
pretty
of them
fun.
Speak in Chinese.
Yeah, they do.
Most of them speak in Chinese.
Yeah,
it's
that's special.
Yeah, so we'll try some of those out later, maybe. We want to save some surprises, you know, for other episodes.
Hell yeah.
We want to, like, you know,
keep
blow our wad
going.
Here, right?
Yeah.
So welcome, everyone. We hope that the new year has been treating you really well and that you are gung-ho on your resolutions.
So wait, we're on day 7 of the new year.
We're day 7.
So most people are still working out.
Yeah, they are.
For another week.
They are, yep. Yeah.
That's good for you guys.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody's following their plans and feeling great.
Very good.
So I did not make any resolutions.
I made a lot.
Did you?
I make a lot every year, but I'm one of these that actually follows through with my resolutions.
I don't. That's why I don't make any anymore, because it's just a disappointment.
It holds me accountable.
Oh,
it makes me.
I need someone else to hold me accountable. I can't do it to myself.
That's why I'm here.
You're my accountability accountability buddy.
I will. If you, that's why you don't really put me in charge of a lot of those kind of things, because you already know I would nag the
I know
shit
that you would
you.
Make me do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah,
like if you ever said you want to start working out, guess what, we work out every day together.
And
be
you
here,
would be my accountability buddy.
Hell yeah.
Accountability
buddy.
Accountant.
Accountability buddy.
Accountability buddy. That's quite the name there.
It is, isn't it?
Accountability buddy.
Buddy,
that sounds like
it sounds like a lot of different things right now.
There was a show, I don't even remember what show it was. All I know is that there's a character on it named Doug Dillodome.
Doug Dillodome.
That's all that you remember. That's all the only thing that
Doug,
popped into your head.
Doug Dillodome is my accountability buddy.
Okay.
Oh.
Doug Dillodome is my accountability buddy.
Yep.
Everyone say that really fast 5 times.
I know I can't. Especially 5 times.
Oh, in case you're wondering, we do have a guest here. We did not introduce her, but it is our tech assistant who's already solved several problems for us this evening.
She actually needs to hang out with us because anything else goes wrong. No,
this please. Is Megan.
You really shouldn't put that so close to me. It's tantalizingly
close.
It's
like a lot of power having the buttons, you know? Yeah. So tonight we have a topic. Surprise, surprise.
Yay! Unlike most days.
Hey, we're really striving this year to
be... We're going to have some direction.
To have more direction.
Yes.
To be more... what's the word? Consistent.
Yeah, I think consistent's the right word. That's what
you know,
was thinking there.
So we want to find stuff that's interesting and that you guys want to listen to. So we're trying to find some nice topics that aren't
like
boring.
Like the 7 dirty words... can't that, say
on. That was like the best episode. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I thought it was, but I didn't have everyone agree with me.
See, I don't know why, because honestly,
yeah,
and some of those words we didn't know, so you know,
and that's the thesis.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is the T.
Okay. The
We do are drinking wine in case anybody wanted to know.
I'm sure they're shocked by that.
We're on our second bottle of Stimmelt. Again.
Yeah, today's, well, we did start with a Kevin O, is it O'Leary?
O'Leary.
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary, a Chardonnay from his winery. It was very good for a Chardonnay.
It was good, yeah.
We're not big Chardonnay people.
But it was good. I would drink it again.
And now we're on the Kyle's Fair Market Red because I have an army.
Yes, she does. So our favorite winery, Stemilt, has this wine called Kyle's Fair Market Red. And we discovered that they were not going to make it anymore.
It's so sad.
And so Heather bought all of the cases.
But two. I love two.
That they had left. I did get a couple in my mixed case for Christmas.
Yes.
But Heather has all of the wine. So yeah, if anyone wants to know where all the wine went, Heather has all of the wine.
The government will be in contact.
I hope they are.
They want the wine.
Because I did tell Karen, because she did tell people down at Stemilt, she said she was telling people at Stemilt that she knows the person that bought all the Kyle's. I was like, that's fine. Give them my phone number. It's not going to be $13 a bottle.
No, it's not.
It's about $2.50 a bottle if you want one of mine. There's inflation.
Because, if you really want it, it's going to cost you.
That's what happens when something's in high demand.
That's right.
And you can't find
supply and demand. That's simple economics.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
And I actually did okay with that part of economics. The rest not so good.
The supply and demand. Supply yes. Very easy concept.
My teacher told me on the first day of geography class that economics was not about money, and then we proceeded to learn about economics the rest of the year.
In geometry?
Geography.
Geography? You didn't learn what? Where things were?
What?
Yeah, he was like, here's where all the continents are. Now we're going to learn about economics.
Whoa. So he didn't really want to teach geography.
No.
He wanted to teach economics, so
but
he
then,
did.
But yeah. She wanted to take geometry.
But no.
Or geography.
No, I had to take geography.
Oh, so you didn't want to take it?
Yeah, so this was better.
No, had to. Had to.
I had to.
Oh, I always liked that.
I didn't mind
when
geography.
When I have to take a class,
no,
you like
it? No, I like it. I like geography. Like, I took, 3 years of that in college.
Ew.
What?
That's why I know all this weird shit where things are.
Oh, man.
Where
hey,
is...
If we have time after this, we should do trivia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Megan loves it when we ask her to do trivia.
Heather, where is hell?
Well, I actually don't know
Megan,
exactly what
we
hell
just
is.
Went over this earlier tonight. We talked about the ninth circle of hell.
Yeah, with
and where it was and who was there. Didn't you remember?
I remember Gorthalax the Insatiable and Muriel. And that is about it. Don't remember much else.
We actually did Google the ninth circle of hell earlier and found out where it is and who goes there. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
On a side note, before you start, there was like a hair on the side of my glasses, and I thought a ghost was walking past, and that was really
scary. You should
scary.
Get your EMF detector.
It might mess with the equipment.
Really?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
There's a lot of stuff on
the
right
equipment.
Here.
Probably would mess with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way.
So eventually, we'll do a ghost episode with Megan's new EMF detector and see if we're haunted, but.
I think everywhere's haunted now that I've watched that Dead Files.
Pretty much everywhere is haunted.
I think the only difference is if you play into it or not. For me, I just ignore them.
Yeah.
Or I just talk to them.
Yeah. Most of them aren't going to hurt you. They just are, you know, stuck.
And they're lonely.
Yeah. Which is fine.
I just tell mine, you know, go possess one of my cats for a little bit.
They'll I'll like pet it. You. You'll be happy.
Yeah, I'll pet you. Yeah. I'll rub your belly.
Rub your belly. That's what every ghost wants. Let me rub your belly. Who doesn't want someone to rub their belly? I mean, come on.
Me.
Come on.
That sounds weird.
No.
I really wanted my belly rubbed on Saturday.
Why?
Yeah. Heather got an awesome, awesome severe case of food poisoning on Saturday.
It
so
was amazing.
It was so great. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed as much of it as I could because I was on a girls' weekend.
I know. We were supposed to be having a fun
and
girls'
we ended
weekend.
Up just doing nothing. Which
and we
actually
just
was
all
nice.
Sat around and listened to Heather puke. So that was awesome.
So fun.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Tonight, I have 5 true crime stories.
I cannot wait
little,
for
they're
these.
Just short ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they all have some kind of a little plot twist. So I haven't actually even read all of them yet. So it'll be a surprise to everyone. Because that's how I roll.
I love it.
All right. The very first one, and this is not that long ago, August 3rd, 2017. This was in France. What?
2015 was 5 years ago.
Good job on your
no,
math.
No, I mean, I feel like that was like last week. No,
no, no one else touches
where is
the
it?
Button.
Where is it? I heard it before. I know it's on there. I'm going to find it.
No.
Oh, I
20 minus 5 is 15. Good job. No, okay.
Fantastic.
We'll be salty about that for the rest of the episode.
Okay. That's all right. You be salty. All right. On August 3rd, 2017, a neighbor found the bodies of two Frenchmen, 69-year-old. Now, I'm going to butcher these names probably.
I would assume.
69-year-old Lucien Perrault and 38-year-old Oliver Boudin, who seemed to have died while they were eating a lavish dinner.
And the neighbor came upon them?
Yeah, a neighbor found the bodies.
In the house at the dinner?
Yeah.
How did the neighbor do that?
I don't know. He found their bodies, though.
That's suspicious
of
the neighbor.
And he, like, called the police, of course, right?
By dinner, he means there was a half-eaten baguette sitting on the table.
Because all some rich wine. People eat baguettes.
Yes.
Yeah, wine and a baguette. And what? Oh, a croissant.
A croissant.
Croissant.
A croissant.
Oh, and what are those French fries called there?
French fries. Oh, pomfrits.
Pomfrits.
Yep. Pomfrits. The police assumed they had died from food poisoning.
Oh, shit.
Who would poison a baguette like that?
I don't know.
Who would destroy a baguette?
Exactly.
Might have been some turkey.
Or a croissant.
Maybe it was turkey.
But they were took the left the put took the bed 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 bed.
Oh, the good. That's an applause
see,
right there.
This is why we do voice warm-ups before the show.
My voice is fine. My tongue is having an issue.
Well, at least you can say the word.
So they took the food and they sent it off to the famous Pasteur Institute in Paris and tested it. But the food did not contain any botulism.
So we're back to the neighbor.
Nope.
So
no.
Now they think that it was murder.
The neighbor did it.
Mysterious murder.
Well, because why would the neighbor go into their house and see them
and then,
dead?
Wait, so the story actually says, I'm going to quote this here. It says, a mysterious murder was suddenly on the table next to the baguette.
It was a baguette. The baguette was sentient and it pulled out a knife.
Uh-huh.
But who had killed these men?
The
How?
Neighbor.
The baguette. How?
So he they found it. No signs of a struggle at all.
That's why it was the neighbor. They let
so
him in.
So the sneak attack, the two extra men, damage. The two men led very simple lives. They didn't have any enemies. Nobody could think of any reason why someone would want to hurt them. So the case just gripped to the nation. We're like, how did these two men die? Like, what happened, right?
Wait, did they check for any weird holes or curses? Because, you know, I'm watching, like, the originals, and I'm watching, I've watched Harry Potter, and
I'm kind of sure it's not witches.
There's no, like marks around their
or
ears.
Vampires or anything.
Mm. Oh, is there a tattoo of a lotus on their ankle?
Mm. That's a good question.
That's a Chinese game. Black
no.
Lotus.
No.
Okay.
Oh. No tattoos.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So this is what actually happened to them.
Oh.
Okay.
You know.
I know what happened to them. You ready?
You just been playing with us.
So the first man, the 69-year-old man, Perrault, literally bit off more than he could chew.
He choked?
He choked to death.
How do you?
On a 1.5-ounce chunk of beef steak.
How do
that
you?
That got lodged in his
1
throat.
Point. That over an ounce?
That's a
over an
huge
ounce?
Wait,
bite
so
of steak.
So they tested the food
before they checked
and tried the was talking to the one guy before they even did an autopsy
apparently
because there was
what
obviously
are French police doing
yeah wasn't there food stuck in his throat that's how they found it
yeah
right so but so then this is what happens so he chokes on the steak right
yeah
the friend who's 38 this guy's 69 the 38-year-old friend right went to help him. But the sight of his lifelong friend choking on steak was so stressful that he had a heart attack and died. So they're both dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So like your friend starts choking, you get to help him, but you're so stressed out that it causes a heart attack. So and then like he dies because he can't breathe, and then you die from the heart attack.
I wonder who died first. You imagine if you're the choker and you watch someone that's supposed to be saving you die first, and you're like, there we go. That's it.
Is there like a French 911 or something? Or do they just like, we're like...
Well, what year was... Oh, this was only 5 years ago.
2 years ago. Well, three. August of 2017.
Oh, 2017.
They were just like, oh, baguette, I cannot help him. And then he just like died? Like didn't even like call anyone?
Well, if you're choking, you can't call anyone. If you're having a heart attack...
I know.
If it's a like a massive heart attack, you cannot do anything.
Well, but he had to look at his friend choking and then go and try to help him and then have the heart attack. That's enough time to...
Yeah, so if I see someone choking, I'm not going to call 911 first. I'm going to try to help them...
Get it out.
The Heimlich first.
You got to call 911 either while doing it or you got to tell someone to call 911 while you
do it. There's no one else there. Like, you and I are home alone.
That's exactly...
And you're
choking.
Dial
the phone.
No.
Go for them.
I guess we could dial a phone and put it on speakerphone and then go for them.
Yeah. And then the person's like...
You have to be quick.
Or I could put my Bluetooth on. I can put my Bluetooth on in about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That would work.
And I could call 911 and then I could whip around. But I'm not going to have a heart attack when I'm doing a Heimlich. I've already done it twice in my life.
So well, you could. Who knows?
I'm not going to have a heart attack. That's not going to scare me.
Well, nobody ever thinks they're going to have a heart attack.
No, but... I'm not going to stress out about that situation.
From fear, you're saying. It wouldn't be from fear.
No, I'm not going to have a heart attack.
And maybe this guy, I mean, he was 38 and he had a heart attack. That's something wrong right there.
That's young.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, most people are going to get an adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. And like those are the people that are able to pick up like a tank to get that off their friend or whatever it is. So I'd probably be breaking some major ribs or something getting the Heimlich out of there. But I would do it.
I'd get it out. I would reach my fingers down your damn throat and pull it out.
Yep.
All right.
No one's dying on my walk.
I'm just thinking about how, like, how do you think, like, French people answer, like, 911? Are they like...
What?
No, it's just like, oui, oui, croissant, who's dying? Like,
I don't know if they say croissant
Megan,
that much.
I don't think that they say croissant all the time.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I know.
I've heard that. They're like,
okay,
it's a customality. You got to say croissant every time you start a sentence.
You only say that because that's the only thing
Why would
you
say
with
that or would you
correctly.
Say baguette?
Because she says
baguette is for a more formal occasion. It's like a higher status than croissant, which
Megan?
Is like a personal.
Megan?
I can see the disappointment on your face. All right.
Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français? Oui.
We?
How do the French answer the phone? Here.
Baguette.
That's how the French answer the phone.
We. Oui, the first word is we. Oui. I got that part
that
right.
That means yes.
We. Oui. Who answers the phone is like yes.
We oui oh, often replaces allo.
Everybody does.
Allo. It says allo.
Allo.
That means A-L-L. Allo. When the caller wants to make it efficient and get straight to the point, it goes bonjour. And then something else.
Bonjour. Allo.
Bonjour.
What?
I think Erin's here.
Oh, is she?
We're in my bed. I'll go get her.
Megan's going to go answer the door.
I don't understand why she's... She shouldn't be knocking.
Okay. Is it her? Hold on. We're going to pause for just a second. Let's pause for just a second.
Bye.
There we go. Okay. Oh, I did it. There we go. Okay. We're back. Everybody. Erin is here. She's over in the corner eating a tamale. So, yeah.
Yay. Drinking wine.
Yeah, drinking some wine. So we're going to move on to story number two. We're off of the French croissant baguette.
911.
We did figure out that they do answer the phone, not with the baguette.
I'm going to start saying allo.
Oui.
Allo.
Allo.
Allo. Oui.
All right. Okay.
Oui.
Oui, merci.
Monsieur.
Monsieur.
Oui, monsieur.
I don't know what I just said, but I like my word better.
I used to... When my friends would speak in French, I would try to like laugh and I'd go "Han han wee wee baguette" and like they just laugh.
Okay.
All right.
Good job, Megan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. On a dark September evening in 2008.
We should have some scary music.
I don't have any scary music.
Oh, you can make the ghost sound.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Where's the Chinese music.
No. Stop it.
She's got her like hand over the thing.
I'm trying to create an effect here.
Okay. Sorry.
Listen, Linda. Listen. Stop it. At a dark September evening in 2008, 68-year-old Agnes Westland.
Another 68-year-old?
The other one was 69. 69.
That's the good year.
That's...
All right.
Okay, keep going. 68-year-old Agnes Westland was bludgeoned to death.
Beat to death?
Yep.
Okay.
Near a forest lake outside the tiny Swedish village of Loftahammar.
Well, that's sad for her.
That's like Thor's last name. That's what it sounds like.
What? No, it's not.
But no, I'm like not the real actually.
Thor, the real Thor or my
the,
Thor?
The real Thor doesn't have a last name. He's Thor, God of Thunder.
Yeah.
No, it's just like...
Thor from Ultron or...
Like Thor of Asgard.
Asgard.
If like Thor had a last name, it sounds like it'd be like Luther, God... I don't know. Some weird...
Loftahammar?
Loftahammar. Like he has a hammer.
I kind of want that last name.
Loftahammar?
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Loftahammar.
I do like it.
Okay. Her death was called in by her husband, whose name is Ingemar. There's a name for you. Ingemar. Who claimed that he found her in the snow.
Doug Dimmadome.
Are you guys listening to me?
Where y'all? We're listening.
Where did he find her?
Doug Dimmadome.
Dimbledore. Dumbledore.
He found her in the snow.
Oh, the snow.
The snow in Dumbledore.
Yeah.
So the police, of course, immediately suspected him. Right?
Because he called it in.
The husband usually does it. Oh. And there wasn't another person around for miles. He's the only one in there. It was either him or some shifty moose.
A moose?
What?
Is this still in France?
We're in Sweden now.
We're in Sweden.
Why were the police just like...
Okay. With no hard evidence to tie him to it, they had to release him because there's no evidence.
Well, wait, did they like say like, yeah, it's you? And then they were like, unless it was a moose. Like, did they immediately jump to the moose after that?
Megan, it's just...
I'm asking a real question.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. The husband got released. All right. But he remained the prime suspect. He had to move out of his home because the neighbors thought that he was a murderer and they kind of like harassed him until he moved.
They were like, ha, loser, you murdered your wife.
Get the F out. All right.
Or the moose did it?
Apparently the police thought the moose did it.
But when the forensic analysis finally came back, the report noted that she had hair and saliva of a European elk, which is like a moose. On her body. So
we're back to the moose now.
We're back to the moose. So they determined that poor Agnes had been randomly kicked to death by a moose while on her evening walk.
This is why you don't go walks by yourself.
How did they not see like the hoof prints? Like they were like, yep.
It gets better.
Was
that
Christmas Eve and she was a grandma?
No.
Oh.
It gets better though.
Grandma got
in general
over by a reindeer.
So
that's what I was saying. That
was oh my fire. God. Oh.
In general, moose are shy creatures and they avoid people, right?
So the moose didn't.
Some
do
of
it.
Them, if a
they
moose,
avoid it.
If a moose has a baby though,
but no, nope, there attack. Was no babies. Oh. Listen. At the time of her death, though, local gardens were strewn with fermented apples. Enough to even have a moose-sized critter party harder than Axl Rose.
Lured the moose in?
So the moose ate all the fermented apples and the moose was drunk.
So then the moose kicked her to death because it was what?
So literally she was out for her walk and there was a drunk moose that didn't know what he was doing and he kicked her to death.
Oh.
Was the moose...
I really don't even know what to say.
Can you imagine just like a moose like stumbling out of a bar and be like, you want to go, bro? Just killing a woman. I can see it.
Yeah. But then the husband sued the police department
because
for gross incompetence.
Yeah, because they tried to frame him.
But what
for
would you
moose?
Like? You're like, oh, she was bludgeoned to death. And then you have to come back and go, oh, there was a drunk moose. Like, does it even sound like you're totally making that up, right? But it's not. There was a drunk moose and it literally killed this woman.
How do you not notice the hoof prints? Like, did they see it and they were like, yeah, the husband did it.
That's why he sued them for incompetence.
That he's right. He should. Did he win the case?
Wait, were there hoof prints on her?
There had to have been.
If he stomped her to death.
What if this was literally Christmas Eve, like grandma got ran over by the reindeer thing, and she's like in a snowsuit? There's not going to be hoof prints on her.
There would be hoof prints on the ground around her.
There would be like dirt on her.
Unless it was snowing.
It was. There was snow.
There. And it filled in the tracks.
She would have.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, you guys.
She would have dirt on her jacket where she got hit in the shape of a hoof print.
Could you imagine this?
Not if there was snow.
Can you imagine the moose on high on fermented apples is like, oh yeah, I'm feeling so great. And it's like, look, what's that over there? It's a lady. I'm going to go fucking kill her. What, you know, why would it do that?
We weren't there. What if she antagonized the moose?
Yeah.
What if maybe she called him a name?
What if she threw an apple at it?
She called it a loser.
She called it a loser. You drunk loser moose.
No.
What if she made fun of it for stumbling?
She like threw an apple at him and he like caught it and ate it and just charged her.
I'm going to start calling people that now. Drunk loser moose.
Incompetent?
Drunk loser moose.
Yeah.
You guys, no one wants to be a drunk loser moose.
Nobody wants that.
No, I don't want that.
We need to have that on a t-shirt.
Drunk.
Drunk loser moose.
Drunk loser moose.
Everybody needs a t-shirt that says drunk loser moose.
Yeah, but I have to get a hat that goes with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's our next shirt. Drunk loser moose. All right. Mm-hmm. Story number three. Mm. Okay. Police Lieutenant Charles Joseph, I'm not going to be able to say this last name.
Oh, God.
Glenowitz. That's how I'm going to say it.
Where are these guys from?
Hold on. Illinois.
Oh, we're in the United States now.
Yeah. So his nickname was G.I. Joe. He was 1 month away from retirement. You can probably. In. No, they're not. Where's the thingy?
I said these ones aren't plugged in.
Oh, where's the plug-in? Sorry.
Sorry, guys. We're just going to kind of mess everything up here.
That's the... Where's the...
Here, cord.
Here, let's see if this will... Let's see if it'll work or not. Let me just, like...
You guys got legit over the holiday.
Can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it?
Wow, yeah.
Okay,
there
sweet.
We go.
She can hear it. Okay.
Now she can hear our sound effects.
All right. Sweet! Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Here. Aaron can hear now.
Don't we have one that laughs too? That's God. My favorite.
Yeah. All right. So this G.I. Joe is his nickname, Joseph. He was 1 month away from retirement.
Another old guy.
So it doesn't say how
Everybody's
old he was.
Old that's dying.
He could have just like made like a couple $1 million in his first like year. And I just was like, I'm going to retire.
Cops don't make that much money.
Mm-mm. You don't know what he did.
I know.
So, he embezzled money. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going down there. Now we're saying he's an embezzling. All right.
You don't know his life?
Listen. On a routine patrol near Fox Lake, Illinois, Joe radioed for backup, stating he was in hot pursuit of 3 suspicious unidentified men.
Ooh.
When the backup arrived, they heard a gunshot in the woods and then found Joe lying dead on the ground.
So he shot himself?
He had been shot twice.
With his own gun. He shot himself.
Once in the bulletproof vest.
Ooh.
So it didn't work.
And once in the head.
Oh, never mind. It didn't.
That one worked.
So instead of earning his well-earned, enjoying his well-earned retirement, he was buried.
Coffin.
He was buried with full honors with a 18-mile funeral procession. And the whole town mourned the death of him, calling him a hero, right?
Yeah.
So he was killed on the job.
The way you just said that, he's not a hero.
He was killed on the job.
It feels like...
It doesn't feel like this is going to... Yeah.
Okay. So the FBI investigated, of course.
FUI. That must be from France.
The fuck up investigators.
I was just going to say that.
That's what it is. They investigated and realized that his personal life was all manners of shady.
Uh-oh.
Megan.
What?
So his personnel file alluded to several severe acts of misconduct and a lot of talk on his Facebook page about an upcoming audit that had him scared. Like he was going to get the audits are scary.
Wait,
yeah.
Did the police just like not look at like why? You think that's something they would track like his Facebook?
Well, the FBI has to get involved. All right. Okay.
It's
all right,
an open
Megan.
Facebook
all right.
account. I don't.
Meanwhile,
they had to make an account.
His cell phone records showed him milling around the scene of the chase for half an hour before he called for backup. And that the two shots that went into his vest and his head came from a surprisingly close distance, about arm's length.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he shot himself.
Megan called it.
I called it.
Did you read these?
Oh my God. I literally didn't. Oh gosh, Megan.
What did he do?
He had in fact been embezzling money.
Oh my God!
Out of a police youth program.
I'm so psychic.
So the audit was about to reveal what he had been doing. Yeah. So he hired a gang member to kill the local official that was going to expose him. Yes. But it didn't pan out. It fell through. And so he decided to commit suicide in a way that would look like he'd been killed by somebody else.
So yeah. That way he'd get that big big nice burial.
I was right both times.
Holy shit.
We're seeing that, Megan. Why do you want to go into art?
That's a good question.
You should be an FBI investigator.
Why are you a psychic major?
Yeah, you can be a psychic or a psychiatrist that works for the police force. Unravels their stories.
I just want to have a tent outside of the police force building, and then every time someone walks by, I'll be like, I will read your future, and then I'll be like, this cop is embezzling money.
I don't think it's going to be a tent. I think it'd be like a bulletproof thing.
I do.
If you're going to do that for a living,
you'd be like a liar.
And then we're going to be reading about your death in here.
Yeah.
If you're in a tent.
You're going to be a podcast story.
I can imagine me dying and you're like,
hey, it's fine because you were on a podcast.
Yeah. You're like, this is what she would have wanted, to be exposed on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Extorted for views. I get it.
That's impressive, though. You called the suicide
and the embezzling.
And the embezzling.
Embezzling. Okay. You put money into the system.
Embezzling.
That's a word. I'm gonna look it up. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're on to. Let's go. Number two. We've got two left.
Okay.
All right.
No.
The next story: the Whitakers of Sugarland, Texas. A happy, upper middle class family, the kind that all the neighbors are secretly jealous of.
Oh, they think they are.
Yes. So, December of 2003, the mom and dad, Kent and Trisha, their oldest son, Bart, announced he had finally graduated from Sam Houston State University. So the whole family decided to go out to dinner to celebrate. Okay?
Okay.
When they got back after a night of fun, Bart stayed in his car because he couldn't find his phone. So he was looking in his car for his phone. And his parents and his brother Kevin went inside. And they were brutally gunned down by an armed robber.
It was him. He wasn't in his car. It's him.
Just hold up there, Sherlock.
Megan, if you correctly do these next three, I'm not letting you go.
That's going to be impressive. All right. It kind of seems like that at this kind of little Menendez brothers thing going on here. Okay. Kevin and Trisha, the parents, were killed, but the brother was only wounded.
Oh, so he probably saw who it was.
Yeah. So he watched as Bart, the last, Whitaker standing, rushed into the house to drive away the killer, but he got shot in the arm.
Oh.
Okay.
So it wasn't him.
He got a flesh wound.
Yes.
It could have been him.
But
because he just got a flesh wound.
Shot himself.
Or someone.
The cops found some very suspicious evidence. Nothing had been stolen except for Bart's phone. The phone he said he couldn't find, right?
Because there's incriminating stuff on the phone.
And then they found out that Bart hadn't actually graduated or even attended the university.
The jig was up.
Did he just walk into a class and sit down and was like, yeah?
He probably wasn't even in the class.
And then,
exactly. He just walked in and was like, yeah, I'm here.
And then one of Bart's friends called the police and said that he had tried to hire them to murder his family.
Megan.
So his friend, of course, politely refused to, murder his family.
Yeah. I have a date tonight, but maybe some other time I'll kill your friend.
So. But then they found one of the neighbors, their neighbors and a friend of the neighbor, panicked and confessed that they were the ones that did it. And they told authorities where they had Bart's phone, which had incriminating evidence on it.
Because Bart hired them.
So Bart knew, I think this was coming. So he actually skipped the country and he went to go live in Mexico.
Oh, hell yeah. Mexico will send you back.
Yep. Yeah.
So throw you over the wall.
So despite his best efforts, yeah. So just he like was eventually arrested in Mexico, and he 2 years later he was sentenced to death.
Oh, so wow.
But there was still one person in his corner, Kent. So Kent, hold on a second. Maybe that's the dad.
The dad didn't die?
Yeah, no. So it wasn't. It was the mom and the son that died. The dad lived.
Oh.
So he campaigned for his son's freedom, even though his son tried to kill him, saying that he would be victimized again if the state put to death his last remaining immediate family member, and wrote a book about his experience and the dedication read, "My son, I love you and all is forgiven."
Oh.
So because of all of this, Bart's sentence was commuted to life in prison instead of death.
Cop out. But isn't that the same type of thing? I can't see him.
No, you can go visit him, but he's in prison for life. And they commuted his sentence minutes before they were going to inject him with the lethal whatever. Yeah, I know, right?
Well. The court was like,
but you know, I feel like this kind of shit happens all the time. Right? That the parents or the kids kill the parents for one reason or another.
That's why Aaron and I don't have kids.
Show me the money. Yeah.
Sorry,
or whatever.
Mom.
Yeah.
It's just.
Megan, please don't kill me in my sleep. Or after we go out to dinner to celebrate you graduating from university.
Yeah, just tell us if you didn't graduate. We're okay with it.
I mean,
yeah,
I have some demands, but sure.
But seriously, no art degree.
No, I want.
You can minor in it, but you're going to have to major in something that you put bad guys in jail.
It's digital. So
I get it.
Headphone is freaking
out. But you're so good at this. Look how quick you came up with these scenarios.
Mm-hmm. These are just weird. I just watch Forensic Files more than I should.
I just watch Forensic Files a lot.
I've seen almost every episode.
There's half your college education.
Forensic
I don't want to have to pay $120,000 just to be like, I watch Forensic Files.
Honey, you aren't going to have to pay it.
No.
That's true, but I'll feel bad when you guys pay it.
Yeah. They'll feel worse with an art degree.
Honey, I'm not going to pay it. Someone will pay it. Not me.
I told one of my family members that I wanted to get an art degree, and he looked at me straight in the eyes and went, "At least it's not gender studies," and then went silent. And it was a long car ride home.
Art's great. It is fantastic.
Digital
art.
Painting's gonna get you nowhere.
Painting. I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yes.
I'm not gonna go into painting.
Digital art is blowing up.
Yeah.
Video games and all that kind of, they have
3D models and stuff at.
Okay.
That is the shit right there. Mm-hmm.
Well, can you at least minor in the forensic stuff?
Sure. The only place that offers a forensics degree in Washington is Eastern.
Isn't that where you want
to
go?
Yeah,
but the thing is, it's literally just like 10 chemistry classes.
And then boom, you got a forensic degree.
Chemistry is interesting.
It's a lot.
It is. Have you taken chemistry yet?
No, but I have friends who take like AP chemistry. And I don't like seeing what they have to do. It makes my brain hurt.
Oh, you'll be fine. It'll be good.
I only took chemistry in college.
You're fine.
And it was fun. And we
actually
did a forensics once. And we got to learn how to do, like, figure out if it was human blood or animal blood. And
oh,
we
I
got
know.
To test DNA type stuff.
I know
stuff.
How to figure out, like, human hair and animal hair, but.
See?
That's
it. You already passed the half the class already.
I did.
All right. This is the last one. Mm-hmm. All you Lindas, listen up.
All right.
In 2016, so still not that long ago.
That's like last year.
Angela.
Isn't that amazing? Murders happen still.
Angela Diaz was living the good life. She just married the love of her life, who was a U.S. Marshal, Ian Diaz.
She sounds like she's a Kardashian.
That's what
she sounds like. She sounds like she carries, like, just her name. She sounds like she carries, like, a chihuahua in her purse.
So she just married the love of her life, and she was pregnant with twins. Okay.
Hmm.
But then things took a bad turn.
Her husband killed.
So.
Yeah.
She received horrific emails. What are you doing over there?
I'm just moving the mic. I'm just moving the microphone.
Did you see that we couldn't hear you there for a second?
I did hear
okay,
that.
Okay. All right.
I came into the microphone.
Good job. Good job. All right. Angela, married the love of her life, pregnant with twins.
Cool.
Then she received horrific emails full of biblical threats and disturbing photos of dead babies.
Because wait. She's pregnant with twins.
Wait.
That's horrible.
Wait. How do you send a biblical threat?
I don't know.
Are you like...
I don't have
Adam and Eve
details.
Would be so upset with you right now.
They're like, God's going to punish you. Like, he's going to reap your soul. Cool. The devil's going to reap your soul.
Let him try. I would love to see
was
that.
Angela upset by these?
So she informed the police.
Oh.
That strangers were surrounding her house and threatening to rape her. Okay. That's what she said.
They just standing outside her house going, yeah, we're gonna rape you.
The strangers like, around her house going, I'm gonna rape you.
Watching her get in her car, like, yep.
So then it was discovered that she did have some psycho stalker that was pretending to be her while replying to rape fantasy ads. What the fuck is that?
Wait,
is she on these ads?
No. Someone pretending to be her was responding to rape fantasy ads. What the fuck is that?
Someone else used her picture.
That's some like dark web kind of.
That's, I think I'm confused.
That's dumb. That's like that's so dumb. So somebody posted these ads and somebody pretending to be her was replying to the ads.
So it's not like someone stealing like a Facebook profile.
Something like that.
Was it her twins?
Oh, sorry.
She's pregnant with the twins.
Well, I don't know.
They're not born yet.
I don't know.
Okay.
Megan, I don't think you're going to get that one.
I said at the very beginning that it was her husband, and we'll see where it goes.
One of the more chatty correspondent people in the ads told the cops that he and the rest of the perverts had been given her address, her dog walking routes, and were told to go on with the raping even if she resisted. What the fuck is this? Do people do this? I've never heard of this.
Could you imagine if that happened to one of us?
What the fuck? Wait. Somebody gets shot in the head if somebody tried that do that to me.
It can't be like, yeah. It's not rape if it's not, it can't be consensual rape. Like that doesn't, how does that?
There's no such thing.
I
can't.
Yeah, it doesn't
this
work.
Not a thing. So they found her, I don't know, one day, I guess, with bruises in an alley with bruises on her head. And she said she just fended off someone who tried to assault her. So somebody's posting these ads, somebody pretending to be her is replying to the ads and giving them all this information about her. And so they're in there trying to rape her because she said that's what she wants them to do.
So this is somebody that's close to her.
This
that
is
knows
crazy.
Her whole schedule.
Mm-hmm. It could be another stalker who found this all out and then wanted to
so
see that happen.
Be a ex-boyfriend that's upset
so
that,
this
she's,
is
that
what
she's having a good life. Yeah.
This is
pregnant.
What she told the cops. She told the cops that she was sure that this was this other girl named Michelle, who was an ex-fiance of her husband.
Oh.
Sure that this was her and that she was setting her up. And the ex, the ex.
Well, how would the ex know where they live and all that stuff?
Oh,
that's easy.
Excuse me, Google. Hello.
Stop. You can't just Google like a person's name and then be like, where do they live? Like,
yeah, you
for
can.
Any,
you
for any
can.
Random person?
I yes, do it all can. The time.
Why? Mom, don't.
I have to send out.
Why would you do that?
I think it's white
I have
pages.
To do, I have
white
to,
pages?
Yes, whitepages.com. Yeah. I do it all the time.
That's so stalker.
No, I do it for work.
Honey, we gotta do it. That's how it was back in the olden days.
So I have to send thank you letters to people or whatever. I have to go.
If
you go on Google, everything's on there.
If I worked at Pybus and I didn't give you my address and then I got a letter in the mail for a thank you, I would never go back. That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Or maybe that company just goes above and
beyond. Or if we wanted to invite.
No, that's creepy.
Like if we wanted to invite people to an event, I Google their name so I can send them an invitation.
I would open that invitation and be like, how did they get this? I need to. This is a cult.
But what if they send it to every single person? Just like the ads and stuff.
If literally everyone in town got one, I wouldn't be as...
Well, it's not like I'm sending it to one person. We're sending it to hundreds of people.
Still, if it's not the entire town, it's creeped out.
I need to have one of these buttons on here say, "Listen, Linda."
No.
I just, that's what I need right now.
We can't let
Jeff
her.
Jeff, don't do that.
No, that's Jeff,
I,
please.
I got to have it. All right, now, everybody, shh. So. Stop touching my buttons.
You got to be faster than the system.
All right.
Ben's pushing Kobe's okay. buttons.
She's literally pushing my buttons.
Yay.
All right. So Michelle, the ex-fiance.
Yeah.
All right. Had plenty of motive because Angela stole her fiance the day she met him. And the newlyweds moved into the condo that Michelle and Ian had bought for themselves. And oh, she fought them over it, but they ended up getting the condo.
Scandalous.
So when the police... arrested
that,
her,
how
the
does
ex.
That happen?
I know.
How are you like engaged to someone and then you meet a girl and you're like, ah, never mind.
It wasn't
never
that
mind.
True of love then.
I'm guessing this isn't that true of love either. Angela is getting screwed over every way to Sunday on this thing.
Oh, what if the husband? What if Angela has money? Or they just want the baby.
Well, she's the one who bought, he's the one who bought the house. I'm guessing he's the one with the money.
Yeah, but what if the husband and the ex are in cahoots?
That's a good idea.
All right.
I really get into this detective stuff now.
So they arrested the ex, Michelle. And it seemed like open and shut. So then the police actually did their job.
Oh, wait. Can I say one more thing?
They actually,
what if the ex, or what if the husband frames his ex? Because he wants her out of the way.
I have been saying this the entire time, Heather.
You've been saying he did it, but you never said the framing thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right. So.
do you guys.
Do you guys want to know what actually happened?
Yeah.
You know
yes.
what? You know what? No. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
No, we're good.
Cliffhanger. Okay. So the police... trace the IP address that all those emails were coming from when, you know, for the ads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the emails sent to Angela and about the rapist, people sending them to the rapist about her, were actually from Angela herself.
What?
Yes.
So she wanted to get raped.
She wanted to get Michelle out of the way.
She did all of it. She was a pathological liar.
It was the ex or the ex? Angela?
No, it was Angela.
So it was actually the girl.
The girl.
She was a pathological liar. She organized her own rape attempts to try to get Michelle arrested. The ex.
So now she's arrested.
Yeah. She lied about her family and where she worked, and her pregnancy was even fake.
How do you fake?
Well, you can fake it in the beginning.
Yeah. Listen. She bought fake sonograms on Etsy.
Who the hell on Etsy's making this?
I know, right?
Who the hell on Etsy was like, this is my passion?
Now, that's something crafty right there, right? Okay. Wow. And she was trying to sell this whole story, like everything that's happened. She was
to the Inquirer.
She was selling it to be a Lifetime TV movie.
I haven't seen that movie. I don't think I got picked up.
And she even had a name for it. A Darkness Within, the Angela Diaz story. She was selling it to Lifetime.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why she made money in prison.
What? You can make money in prison.
What? Well, I don't think you can take that. You're only allowed a limited amount.
Well, no. You can make
all your money
You can take prison? As much money as you want in prison. So the kicker is, like, for example, O.J. Simpson, right?
But he didn't go to prison.
Yeah, he did. So he went to prison, but he wrote a book, right?
Yeah.
So he made a bunch of money off the book, but because he has been sued in civil court, not criminal court, but then civil court and was found guilty in civil court, all the money he makes goes back to the people that sued him in civil court. All right. So after they raided her computer, they arrested her. They exonerated the ex, Michelle, right, who had spent 88 days in a prison cell at that point. And Angela was only sentenced to 5 years after pleading guilty.
Did Did the husband and Michelle run off together to Mexico?
So, let's see. She pleaded guilty to perjury, grand theft, 2 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of false imprisonment.
Wait, who did she kidnap?
The twins that weren't there?
So, I don't know.
Actual that's 2 counts.
It says kidnapping by cop. I don't know what that
Which
means.
Cop did she kidnap?
I don't
How do you kidnap something with a taser?
I don't know. But anyway, she
a
only got
a more powerful taser.
So she only got 5 years in prison. It doesn't say, that's the end. It doesn't say, I'm assuming her husband divorced her because she lied and was pretending to be pregnant. And
that's fucked
up.
And I bet you he went back to Michelle, his first love.
Well, because she was the only one that's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fucked up.
He was probably thinking he made the wrong decision on that one.
Yeah, I know. He's kicking himself for that.
Sometimes the reliable one in the beginning is the better one.
Yeah.
Than the shiny new toy.
Oh, yeah.
I found pictures of them.
Oh, you did?
Michelle looks like she's trying to breathe underwater.
She's.
Which one's Michelle?
The you'll know what I. She looks like she's trying to hold her breath.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And then the crazy blonde bitch, that's Angela?
Yeah.
So, I think the other one's cuter.
Well,
you don't know? You don't have an opinion on that?
Megan doesn't have an opinion on that?
God! Angela Maria Diaz, 32, pleaded guilty Tuesday to 10 felonies and 22 misdemeanor charges.
Wow.
Including kidnapping, false imprisonment, and falsely reporting a crime to a peace officer.
A peace officer?
Not police. It's spelled P-E-A-C-E. Not police officer.
What's the difference between
a peace officer? Can you look that up, please?
What's a peace officer?
What?
He's just trying to keep the peace.
Just like
between the two gals.
Hey, okay, Google.
A civil officer appointed to preserve law and order, such as a sheriff or police officer.
I guess it sounds nice to say peace officer. They're keeping the peace.
In many states, cops aren't statutorily designated as law enforcement officers. They are more properly classified as peace officers.
Okay. I've heard it before. I just didn't know what the difference was.
I thought it was just like peace and love and then you just got like shanked or something.
Peace and love. You're fucking arrested, man. Walk on a straight line.
Get out of the car. Love.
I'm going to search your car. Is that all right? Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Save the turtles. Hands behind your back.
Hey, Megan, do we have time for a couple trivia questions?
You have the computer.
I do. I'm in total control. I'm in control of everything.
I have one little question really quick.
Yes.
So why did Angela do that to Michelle when she had the guy?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Because I don't understand why she sabotaged when she had him.
It said in here that she's a pathological liar. So that's a mental disorder, actually. So I think that she just... People who are pathological liars can't help it.
Yeah.
They can't stop themselves from doing it. It's just...
She wanted the attention probably from her husband, maybe.
I think it was something of like her husband was engaged to this woman and maybe she felt like threatened that they might try to get back together.
Also, if she's a pathological liar, probably the whole relationship was based off of lies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Husband.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And therefore, she may have got a little bit worried that once he figured out all this shit... that he would want to go back to their first one because he was madly in love with her, was engaged with her, and he left her for a woman that she's probably not. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what it is. She wanted to get Michelle out of the way. There, that way, even if he did figure out the lies, she'd be in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't have a psychology major, and I don't do forensics, so this is just me pulling shit out of my house.
I don't think forensics really has anything to do with it. I think it's just...
Well, you had to do the IP address and stuff.
Yeah, that's just knowing how a computer works.
Oh, that's true.
All right, Megan, hit us with the trivia. Just a couple.
In George Orwell's Animal Farm, what was the name of the pig leader?
Oh, shit.
Wilbur.
That's Charlotte's Web.
I know.
He's a famous person, the name.
Corky.
He's kind of a French dude.
Baguette.
His name Franck.
No.
Louis.
No.
Pomfret.
I get where you're coming from, though, with King Louis.
Henry.
Croissant. That's not it. He wasn't necessarily a ruler of France, but he was high up.
Napoleon.
Yep.
That's what I was
saying. Yay!
Because the whole thing's about communism and like.
I thought he was Rome. No? Napoleon?
No, he's, French. He's French.
He said, yeah. He said, we Baguette.
He said, we Baguette.
He said,
we Baguette.
He said, we Baguette. In the 1983 movie National Lampoon's Vacation, what fictional amusement park were the Griswold family trying to go to?
Wally World!
Oh,
yep.
Wally World.
Yay!
Wally World. Yay!
Bum, bum, bum.
Yay!
And then it was. Oh, can I spoil the movie? Has everyone seen it by now?
Who's Everybody listening? Has seen this movie.
What movie?
What do you mean? What National Lampoon's Vacation?
Everybody's seen that movie.
Exactly. Too bad it was closed. I would want to go there.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I feel like that's the amusement park they did in like Zombieland when they were on top of the
Ferris wheel. Yeah.
It's probably the same place. On January 27, 1967, a flash fire swept through the command module of which Apollo mission?
Apollo 13.
No.
12.
No.
9.
No.
11.
No.
8.
No.
7.
No.
2.
15.
No.
Is that, I don't think.
Did I say 10?
No.
10.
9.
10 is not it.
8.
No. 9. 7.
7.
6. It's not 13? No. Apollo 13.
13, 12. They made it back.
Yeah, Apollo 13 is the one that
21.
Came back. No.
What?
Was it the one
that. We've said all of the numbers right now.
You literally have missed. Hey.
How about the one in the 80s that did blow up on the launch pad?
Six. You've that missed
was
one.
Like Apollo. That was a
three.
One.
What?
You missed one.
Apollo 1.
It's Apollo 1.
Damn it.
What? Wow. That can't be right.
And then, so wait. This happened on Apollo 1 and there were still that many more Apollos after?
Yeah, well, they kept trying.
Man, that's some balls right there.
I mean, you think the balls on those astronauts that go in there on Apollo
2? Yeah, right?
The last
right?
one like caught on fire, but this one's fine.
But it's fine. We're sure it's fine this time.
If you die, we're not responsible.
Do you guys, not Megan, because she wasn't alive, but do you guys remember the one in the 80s that we all watched from our little schools that blew up right in front of all of us?
I
think
do.
I was in second grade.
Yep.
Okay.
Megan, that was scarring.
That was. It was.
I had to roll our little TVs in on these carts.
And now time for a short little presentation.
That was the traumatic part, the cart.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Which Elton John song did President Trump use to nickname North Korean leader Kim Jong-un?
Little Rocket Man.
Yes.
Rocket Man.
Not Little Rocket
Not little,
Man.
Just Rocket Man.
Just Rocket,
Rocket Man.
Man.
Because he likes his rockets over there.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Bill Clinton, his inauguration song that he chose was about people cheating on each other?
Surprise.
Shocking.
No. Fleetwood Mac wrote a song about cheating. I guess apparently the album was about cheating, too.
Okay.
So, right.
You know.
Well,
go
he
Bill
was
Clinton.
Already in practice before he became president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
there's lots of stories.
He was just getting
He's
ready for
practicing.
The big leagues, you know?
Yeah.
South African native Arthur D'Arcy, Bobby Locke. That's his... Arthur D'Arcy Bobby Locke was a professional player in which sport?
That sounds like hockey.
Soccer?
No.
Lacrosse.
Baseball.
It's the worst sport.
Table tennis.
No.
Golf.
Golf.
Yeah. It's golf.
Woo! We got it!
Nice job.
As soon as she said the worst sport, I'm like, golf.
It is so
I hate
hard.
Golf.
It's just hard to watch.
It's playing's fun when you're drinking. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Do you guys consider yourself good with computers?
Yeah.
No.
Hella.
Cool. When referring to a website's address, what does the acronym URL stand for?
I didn't know that was on there.
Let's see. Universal?
No.
Unified?
No.
Oh. Unilateral?
No.
God dang it. What's the word that starts with U?
Unisex?
No. Universal?
No.
T-shirt?
No.
Unified.
No. Uniform.
Yep.
Uniform? Religious?
No. The Catholic Church controls the internet. You cannot escape.
Uniform?
Regional? No. Oh.
Line item.
It's something.
I already forgot the initials.
It's uniform. Laura. It's uniform resource locator.
I was going to say okay. It.
You were,
we knew that.
You said t-shirt for uniform.
You're pointing to your t-shirt.
I was totally
going
to say that. I was totally going to say that.
Oh, this one's easy. What is the Latin term for the phrase seize the day?
This is easy.
Yes.
It's in that movie.
Everyone knows
seize
this one.
The day. Damn it.
It's a Latin phrase.
We need a cricket
it.
Sound.
It was... We do. I don't have a cricket sound.
Is this the boo?
No.
No, there's no boo.
That's
I can't
laughing
read. What's
at
the,
us.
What's the embarrassed Chinese woman?
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
No.
Oh. That's such as life. Sorry.
Such as life. That's not even... Isn't that French?
That's French. That's I'm so Latin. Sorry. That's not even the right language.
All I'm thinking about is the Harley Merlin books with all this Latin
seize
spells.
Seize the day. It was in the movie The Dead Poets Society. It was in the...
I didn't see that movie.
Oh.
Been a long time
it's
since
a,
I've
it's
seen
a,
that movie.
It's a really famous phrase.
It is. It is. Seize the day.
Oh, but it's fuck. In Latin?
Yeah.
I don't know Latin words.
You know this one. Trust me.
As soon as she says it, you're going to know it.
You're going to.
You're going to know it as soon as she says it.
Megan, say the words.
Carpe diem.
Oh,
don't know it.
You didn't know carpe diem?
Nope, don't know. I never heard that before until you just spit it
out
your mouth.
You all, we're having a meeting now. We're watching the Dead Poets Society.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching it.
Megan, I don't lie.
That's not good.
I'm very honest.
There.
America's first multimillionaire, John Jacob Astor, died in what tragic accident?
Rail car.
It's a famous accident.
Shotgun.
Tractor.
Bullet.
It's a historical event. It's not tractor.
The hot air balloon that exploded.
No. You'll.
He wasn't shot.
If you know the event, you'll know the name of it. It's really famous.
Did he die at a derby?
They made
electrocution.
It's not an event. They made a movie out of it with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
Yes.
Oh.
Boat sinking. Mm-hmm. They hit an iceberg.
Iceberg straight ahead.
Thank you. I literally pulled that out of my ass.
Can we get time for like a couple know. More?
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, Astor. They talked about him in the movie.
This one's
I
didn't even know about so easy.
Okay, so she says this. You guys, we can't hear you in the microphone.
Oh, sorry. We don't want you to.
If you don't get this one immediately, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Oh, shit. Okay.
In L. Frank Baum's original 1900 novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, what color were Dorothy's shoes?
Oh, silver!
Yep.
They're silver.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even answer. Man, you guys are on it.
Yep, they are silver.
They're not red?
Yeah.
Where'd the silver come from? I don't get it.
The signing of the...
Wait, Megan, I need some clarification here. What? I thought they were red.
They're red in the movie. They're silver in the book.
They're silver in the book?
Yes.
Wait, I'd never read the book.
Too bad.
Okay, now we're going to have to read the book in addition to watching the Dead Poets Society.
Do it at the same time as each other. Play the movie and read the book.
I feel like Wizard of Oz
and we'll take
is
a picture of us
animals,
doing it.
It's really not. Why would you say that?
We're going
to
go see
because
Wicked this year.
Because they try to kick Toto. And the witch threatens to kill him.
Have you seen the video where they got a live... They were doing like a play of Wizard of Oz, and they got like a real dog, and it like ran and like fell off the stage.
No.
I don't like that story.
It just ran, no. And then it was on the edge of the stage. He's like, flopped over. It's so funny.
It's like,
but
a
he
no,
was okay,
not doing it.
Right?
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine. He was fine. The dog is fine.
The signing of the Paris Peace Accords officially ended... direct U.S. involvement in which war?
French-American?
No.
Civil.
Recent. It's very recent.
Iraq.
Iraq?
No. I mean, it's...
Palestinian.
It's...
World War II?
No.
World War V.
It was the...
Vietnam.
Yep. Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
let's just name off wars. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I think Vietnam, other than the Gulf War, is the soonest one, right?
Other than Iraq. Or Desert yeah. Storm?
Was Desert Storm. Yeah. Desert
Iraq,
Storm.
And
yeah.
And then Vietnam. Didn't we talk about Vietnam once?
No. Did we?
Yeah, because I remember somebody saying that it was that we won all these wars.
Heather.
We did not win the Vietnam War.
It wasn't a war. It was a policing action.
Yeah, you and me were doing this shit. That's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
We were going up against each other on this. They lost the war. To
it wasn't a war. It was a policing action.
No, it wasn't.
If it was a policing action, why is it called a war?
Vietnam War.
The American people made up the term war for Vietnam. It was a policing action. According to the U.S. government, I'm not saying that's
it's
my opinion.
It's because we lost just, and they changed it.
That's yep. the
yeah,
US
we lost
government's
and U.S.
opinion.
Was like, no eagles will be dirtied on the soil, and I just changed
and
it.
And that's
oh,
what
shit.
It is. They yep. don't want that.
All right, last one.
You're going to hate me for saying this.
Oh, God.
Mac Gargan is the alter ego of what Spider-Man villain?
Venom?
No. No. Venom's an alien.
Oh,
not
what's
a person.
The guy in the green thing?
Octoman.
What's the green guy?
Doc Ock?
No. Doc Ock.
No. That
the
his last name
goblin.
Is
Goblin.
Goblin.
No.
Yeah, Goblin.
No, that's
green
the mayor.
Goblin.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah. There's more. You would know if you watch the movies.
I don't.
Wait, wasn't there a bad Spider-Man that was in black?
Venom.
That's it's not Venom.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie. I just saw a preview.
No, it's not Venom.
It's the green guy. The green.
We already
that's
said
the
goblin.
Goblin.
No,
that's
the
Goblin.
Green Hornet,
he's
that
the
good
mayor.
Guy.
Megan, we lose.
Who is it?
It's Scorpion.
What?
Who the hell is Scorpion?
That's Boo! Not. That's not
he's
it.
One of the
we
most
need a
iconic.
Goofy-ny.
Him
wait,
no.
We need one more because that was a bad question.
That's such a good question. You just don't pay attention.
That was a bad question.
What term describes the amount of light a planetary body reflects?
Where the fuck are you getting these questions?
Yeah.
you don't want to answer the question, please.
You don't want to answer my Spider-Man question.
Repeat
there
the
you go.
Question,
what
you have to get really close to the microphone.
Yeah, you do.
To get heard.
This is my original one.
What
go ahead.
Sorry, I won't put the microphone in my mouth, I promise. I'm not trying to have that on there.
I will.
Go ahead, Megan.
Go ahead, Megan.
Do
we're
I
listening.
Want to? That's a yeah, moral question.
It's Megan. Like you already said it once. Just say it again a second time. We don't know the answer.
What term describes the amount of light a planetary body reflects?
Megan, can you come up with a question that we know? You don't even have to look it up on there. Just think it up in your
solar.
Head.
Solar.
What is the capital of Washington?
Olympia!
All right, we're done.
Woo! Wait, what's the answer to the solar question?
You don't get to know.
I. What? Why?
Because you made me make
is
up a
it
fake
heat?
One about Washington.
Is it heat?
No.
Like the heat?
It has a scientific name. It's not...
Solar
emission.
Solar
emission. Light.
That's gonna be it for this episode.
Is it a curing light?
Ultraviolet rays.
Is it like it's like giving me powers like Superman?
Is it suntan lotion?
Kryptonite. It's like kryptonite.
Megan's getting so frustrated. I've never seen so many eye rolls in the last.
End the episode. End it right now. It's over. We're done.
So thank you for tuning in. Megan, our
Megan's
tech
frustrated.
I will not be back next week or
tech,
any other week. This is it.
She'll be back. It's gonna be a little bit before break.
So our tech assistant Megan has she's reached her limit.
This is where we need a video of her face.
Of her rolling her eyes. Like we need yeah,
let's get
yeah,
a boomerang
yeah.
of her rolling her eyes. Like a big roll back and forth and then post that shit.
I feel like they're going to fall out of my
sorry,
head.
We're
they're rolling
stupid,
so hard.
Megan. Megan's like the smart school person. She's
I know.
Smart
she's
shit.
Like has to be in charge of all of us like adult like people. So, hey, everybody. Like. Oh, for shame.
Stop.
That's I can't. Oh, wow. It's a good thing you guys, nobody saw that. All right.
I have a video.
There's.
I'm deleting that video.
thank you everyone for tuning in to this extra extra long episode that we have for you this week.
Email them. Email jethersrandomstuff
@yahoo.com.
Threaten. Ask if ask if you want to be raped. Put.
No, don't do that.
I mean,
no.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
That was bad.
We're not gonna rape anyone.
So
we're not gonna do anything.
Oh no.
We're not going to post ads for that.
No, if you're posting ads for that for yourself, then you have a serious issue.
If you post ads for that for us, then it's wrong. We did not post that.
We're not. Okay.
Here's a statement right
That's
now.
That's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, email us.
Email us. We hope everybody's having a great new year.
Call Jacoby at 509.
No.
Say the rest of it. You're done.
And yeah, email us, and we hope everybody has a good week.
Happy New Year.
Peace and love.
2020. Peace and love.
Up against.
Let us know if there's any stories you want to hear, and we'll get them on here for you.
All right. Peace.
Bye.